welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, everybody. How are you today? This is Nicole, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. Happy to be here with you guys today. I am in my new recording studio, which I'm loving. Hopefully I will figure out how to put this video out here as well, now that I have a great space in which to record. So look out for that on Instagram. But anyway, I am just, I'm in a really great creative space, in terms of mentally, in addition to physically. And, I'm excited to come here and just hang out with you guys a little bit today and talk about the concept of what does it really mean to be self-compassionate? What does it really mean to practice the third facet of my work, which is patience and kindness for yourself? And it's something that I really know that we need to talk about in detail, because it's so easy for self-compassion to seem really light or really unimportant. Like, of course, you know, like you have to be nice to yourself, duh, of course, you know, but it's actually almost a scientific necessity. And I'm going to explain it all. But this episode was sparked by a friend of mine who was doing the work, and she wrote to me and said, please do a whole podcast episode on what does it actually mean to be kind to yourself, because I'm losing my footing. You know, I don't actually know what to do. And sometimes what to do is a mindset, and sometimes what to do are actionable steps. So I want to take a minute and we'll talk about all of that today. And like I said, please do not dismiss this episode as light or additive. This is a foundational episode. There are three facets to my work: believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. And believe is so key, because your nervous system cannot stop telling the brain to send pain signals when you are, in its perception, in danger. When you are in sustained fight or flight, where it thinks that you need this pain as a protective stance. Pain is protective to your nervous system. And so the mindset is key. The mindset is key, because what we're doing here is we are allowing for a shift from fight or flight to rest and repair by knowing that you are going to be okay, by understanding the brain science, by understanding the fact that as you empty your emotional reservoir, you will allow your nervous system to communicate to the brain that you are safe, and that's when the pain signals stop firing. So that's all very important. Now, of course, the second facet, doing the work, super important. If you do not reduce your emotional reservoir, there is no way for your nervous system to understand that your repressed emotional world is not dangerous, right? So like, think about anything that's dangerous. If we perceive something to be dangerous, then we stay away from it. We run away from it. We hide from it. We avoid it. We are hardwired to avoid danger. Great. We don't want to get killed. We don't want to get hurt. But since your nervous system perceives your repressed emotional world as a greater predator to your life than your physical pain, it is really important that we communicate to it that we can look there. We can be with those things. We can sit with those injured parts of ourselves. We can gently expose ourselves as safely as need be to our trauma. And that is the work. That is what I teach you. That is journal speak. That is meditation. That is sitting with the inner child, right? That's the work. Now we get to the third facet, the third leg of the stool, without which a stool cannot stand. And that is patience and kindness for yourself, self-fucking compassion. And it is not easy, but it is necessary. And so, you know, I do a lot of this work day to day in my membership community. For those of you who have heard about it on this podcast, we had amazing Q&A the other day, and it was, we just talk about this stuff. We sit and we riff and we talk and we spend time together discussing each person's journey and how they can avail themselves of these tools and these practices. And always wanting to just remind you guys, if you, I get so many emails, I get hundreds of emails a week. If you want my personal attention, it's less money than a what it's half of the money of one therapy session a month. For $99 a month, come join my my personal membership community. Like I say, always, it's not that it is a hard sell. It is truly, I'm answering you guys. If you want help, if you want support, I am here. I'm doing it. We spend two times a month on Zoom, and every day we are on our private community talking. So anyway, just go to my website, The Cure for Chronic Pain, scroll down a tiny touch, you will see the membership community button to join. We'd love to have you. Okay, so another thing that is important for me to just quickly share straight up is that I want to hear from you. SpeakPipe is a great way to get in touch with me. If you want to suggest a podcast episode or anything, you just go to speakpipe.com/NicoleSachs, NicoleE, and I am here. Lisa and I listen to all the SpeakPipes. I know I can't answer all the questions, but we do choose them occasionally to be on the podcast. We're going to be doing more of that. And also, it's a way for me to hear what's going on with you. Check-in, success stories, questions. Okay. So let's talk about self-compassion. So I already explained to you that it is a part, a major foundational part of this work, but you're like, okay, what does it actually mean? Self-compassion. In the simplest way, it is treating yourself with the same love and kindness that you would treat a person that you care for, that you would want the best outcome for. You know, I saw a funny thing on Instagram, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it was something like, when you're talking to a child or a person that you love, you're like, okay, sweetie, no, I get it. I hear you. I feel you. I love you. I want to be here for you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was so hard for you. That's when you're talking to somebody else that you love. And then the Instagram meme at the bottom said, when you're talking to yourself going through a hard time. And the quote was, listen up, you little shit. And like, that's the way we are. We are actually pretty great at being kind to friends, being kind to loved ones, being kind to children, being kind to animals. We're pretty great. And then we're pretty shit at being kind to ourselves. And so the first thing about self-compassion, the first thing that's important, the doorway through the doorway through which everything is discovered is awareness. So if I'm going to be self-compassionate, I need to be aware first that I'm not generally very self-compassionate. I have to be aware and slow down and think about the way I talk to others, both in my mind and in my actual voice, and then think about the way I talk to myself in my mind. And if you are one of those, in your actual voice, no hate. If you're sitting around talking to yourself, just don't do it poorly. Don't do it meanly. But anyway, so we have to be aware. Like, everything in life is so easy to miss the awareness moment, to just keep going, and that kind of like default setting, that underlying programming of like, what's wrong with you? You should be doing more. I have to be honest with you, even though I think I've come a really long way in my own self-compassion practice. And when I say practice, there's no real, you know, one, two, three steps about it. It's just the way I live my life and my thoughts. I've come a long way. I still have an underlying of like, I haven't done enough. I'm kind of failing. You know, even if I close my computer at 10 o'clock at night, it's like, oh, there are like five different things I should do. You know, so even that is really important to be aware of. Are you never giving yourself a check plus? Are you never just saying, wow, you did a great job today? You really got a lot of shit done. You're really like, you're doing it. Are you doing that for yourself? I'm not doing it enough. I'm realizing this in real time. I have to do it. I have to say, look at you. You're actually doing okay. You're actually doing well. And then part of this is also realizing where you are on your journey up the mountain, what Lisa and I call the ascension theory. You know, healing is not from the bottom of the top to the top of the mountain in some huge one straight trek. It's concentric circles up the mountain. It's learning and growing. It's understanding that where I am today looks so different than where I was 6 months ago or a year ago. And taking stock and giving yourself that credit, practicing that awareness, it's so key. You need to stay awake and aware to this stuff, or you will forget. to give yourself that pat on the back, that little hug, saying, you actually are doing pretty great. Even if you think that is trite, even if you think that is light and cheesy, it is not. You need it. If you are just working in some default setting of, okay, you did that, but what's next? Or, okay, you did that, and I guess it's fine, but you know, that person complimenting you, they don't really know what a failure you are inside. Like that kind of thinking, you have to slow down, you have to pause, and you have to say, am I doing this? And how can I take stock? And honestly, this is not about affirmations. This is not some cheesy Stuart Smalley, you know, you are good enough, you are kind enough, and you know, God damn it, people like you, that old Saturday Night Live sketch. Like, I love that stuff, but the truth of the matter is, this is the real. This is like, you are doing it. You are showing up. Even if you're just listening to this podcast, you're showing up. You're here. You're trying. Give yourself the credit. Slow down and do it consciously. So that's one part of self-compassion, the awareness. Another thing that's really concrete is something I teach at the Omega Institute every summer, and something that I really believe in, which is Dr. Kristen Neff, NEFF, her work on self-compassion. And she has something called a self-compassion break. And I really think, and I need to do this to myself sometimes, I really think it's helpful. So here's how it goes. When you're in a moment of suffering, okay, so let's call a moment of suffering, let's give some examples. You're in a moment of suffering because you've just been criticized by someone. Your moment of suffering because you're trying to parent your kid and it is just everything is going wrong. You're in a moment of suffering because you're laying next to your spouse and it's just, you can't bring yourself to reach out and make peace with what happened in that day. You're in a moment of suffering because you are at work and you are trying your best to get everything done and it just feels like roadblock after roadblock. So I just threw out a bunch from the top of my head, moments of suffering. When you find yourself in the moment of suffering and you find yourself probably speaking unkindly to yourself or, you know, spinning out of control, or maybe your symptoms are flaring, or maybe you feel like you're on the edge of a panic attack. Okay. So either it's physical or it's emotional or it's self-talk, whatever's going on, you're in this moment of suffering. And what I want to suggest is that you do what Kristen Neff calls a self-compassion break, which is the first thing is, and this is so clutch, you press your pause button. I like to actually put my physical hands on my body, hand to heart, maybe one hand on my stomach if my stomach's bothering me, maybe on my forehead. Make contact with yourself and just say, this is a moment of suffering. Like, just call it for what it is. So you stop spinning out. So you pause and ground yourself in that moment. This is a moment of suffering. Okay, what's the next step? The next step is to say, everybody suffers. So I'm in my moment of suffering, but I know that I am just a member of the human race and everybody suffers in their own way. Look around, either in your mind if you're alone or actually if you're around other people, and just consider how each of them are in their own struggle. You are not alone. This is humanity. This is a moment of suffering. And the second step is everybody suffers in their own way. And then the third thing is, what can I do right now? Third step. To do something kind for myself, to calm down, to give myself some affirmation. What can I do right now in this moment? So let's say, for example, you are at work and it's like everything, it's like one thing after the next, and you are just really spinning out and and probably contributing in your distress to the next thing that is going wrong. You're pausing, you're connecting with your body. You're saying, this is a moment of suffering. You're looking around. You're realizing, even though that guy might be an asshole and that girl might look like everything's fine in her life and shiny, everybody suffers in their own way. You realize you're not alone. And then the third thing, what can I do right now that's just kind for myself? And sometimes for me, and my work is usually wherever I am, I don't work in an office. I work in my house. I work in a coffee shop. I work in my studio. I work, you know, at Lisa's, whatever. What I will do is I will close the computer. This is just one idea. And I will literally walk outside and just put the sun on my face. It's so simple. It breaks the trend in your mind of whatever suffering is going on. And that's a simple thing. You might want to say, it's enough for today. I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go for a run, or I'm going to take a nap, or I'm going to meditate, or I'm going to take a shower. Or maybe the thing you can do for yourself is more emotional, more quiet, more inward. I can just remind myself right now. I can take out my journal speak notebook or open a document and just write five things that are different today than 6 months ago. I can connect with that reality that I am growing. And maybe, and this is no pressure, but maybe the thing you can do that's kind for yourself is actually involves other people, actually involves maybe quieting a conflict. So, like in my life, in my relationship, if I'm having a difficult moment and I do this self-compassion break, one thing I can do, let's do the laying in bed scenario. You guys have had an argument, or there's some conflict, and you are just always the one that can't give in. You build a wall around yourself. You can't share of yourself. Sometimes it feels like it's 1,000 pounds to lift your arm and just extend it and put your hand on the arm of your partner. It's hard, guys, but it can change everything. You are evolving in real time. You are changing your neural pathways in your brain. You are making new ways to meet the world. You are doing it. And you can do it. And if that moment in self-compassion break does not feel like it feels true or right or authentic to do something with another person, that's fine. Then do something for yourself. In bed, laying next to the partner in the dark, put double hand on heart, really press down on your chest and say, you're in there and you have suffered. And there's a reason why you can't be more open right now, and it's okay. You look at that little girl or boy inside and say, I hear you, I see you. Whoever they are. Okay. That's a self-compassion break. That is a really powerful way to change the energy, change the channel. Another thing I'll say about self-compassion that could be helpful is that life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse. You guys hear me say that a lot. Really works well here. Because if you've spent a lifetime really dumping on yourself and not being kind, it really feels alien to treat yourself differently. And so sometimes when I find myself just unable to be kinder to myself, I slow down. Everything here involves the pause. I slow down and I say, okay, life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse. I know that. It is a great relief because it means I have a choice. I have a power to choose. How's it feeling for me to treat myself unkindly? How's it feeling for me to constantly berate myself that it's never enough? It's feeling pretty shit. Okay. How hard would it be to just be a little kinder to myself right now? It feels hard. Life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse, not what hurts and what's awesome. So it would hurt. It would feel like a challenge. It would feel like a different way of being, and being different is hard, and the road to different is uncomfortable. So it might feel uncomfortable. But what hurts worse? And sometimes just explaining that to yourself and saying, you know what? Fuck it. It does hurt worse to continue being terrible to myself, to continue saying it's never enough. It hurts worse. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to be a little kind. I'm going to stop what I'm doing and shift the dynamic, change the paradigm. I have the power. And this is where you just get a little pep talk from me. This is your life. This is your life. It's not anybody else's. You have the power. You have the power to change the dynamic with you and you. And that's all self-compassion is. It is the relationship between you and yourself. When you have compassion for someone else, it's the relationship between you and that person. You talk about self-compassion, it is the long, often long neglected relationship between you and you. That's the deal. And you have the power to shift that. You have the power. Oh, it's so great. It's so big. And you know what? I'm not even going to dilute it anymore. I feel like this is a solid message, and I want to leave you with this. If you are a person that wants to be immersed in this work, if you can manage to make it to New York in August, I'm sorry, August, that was last year. If you can manage to make it to New York in June 23rd through the 28th at the Omega Institute, I will be there. I will be there with Lisa. I will be there with Gigi Coquel, our incredible brain science expert who really helps us get into the belief. I will be there with other practitioners. We're getting it all together now. Come and be with us. And it's not just to be with the teachers, it's honestly to be with the people. The most life-changing thing about Omega to people over and over and over again is the community. It's the pause you take from life. It's being together in that space of healing. And the place itself is like a dream. Summer camp for grown-ups. It's so special. I feel so lucky that I get to do this every summer. But anyway, go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, click on the retreats tab. You can sign up to come or go to eomega.org and search my name, Nicole Sachs, NICOLESACHS, and you will find our retreat. Would love to have you there. And if, of course, you are interested in becoming a member of my membership community that we meet with every month, we do have a special time where the group of us that come from the community spend together at Omega as well. So that's great. All right, my loves. Well, it has been so wonderful being with you. I wish you a happy day. I wish you a happy, is it almost the beginning of spring? I guess not yet. I live in Los Angeles, so the weather is pretty nice, but I'm trying to remember when I was in the Northeast. It's not quite the spring yet, but it can be the spring of your awakening into being a little kinder to yourself. All right, I send you love. If you're enjoying this podcast, do me the huge favor of taking a moment and going over to iTunes and rating and reviewing it. It helps other people find the podcast. And I love to read your reviews. I'm going to hop on and read some now because new ones come in all the time and they're so amazing. All right. I love you guys. So much more wonderful things to come. And this has been Nicole Sachs with the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.